From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The high cost of oil and its impact on gasoline prices was a main topic of discussion in Crawford, Texas today. President Bush hosted Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah at the presidential ranch. The White House said it wants Saudi Arabia to increase oil production, in essence to increase supply, and thus ease prices. Today the president said he thought that message had gotten through.
Crown Prince understands that very important for there to be a make sure that the price is reasonable. High oil price will damage markets, and he knows that.
Today, a Saudi spokesman said his country is willing to put more oil on the market, but he also suggested that might not help much with prices. NPR's Don Gagne joins us now from Crawford, Texas. Don, there was a photo op today of the Crown Prince arriving at the ranch. Did he actually have anything to say in public before the meeting?
Right, and that tape that we just heard of the president was as they were waiting for the Crown Prince to arrive. But the Crown Prince himself did not say anything publicly to the press. It is typical for President Bush, after any meeting with a foreign leader, to hold maybe one of those brief news conferences where they each take maybe two questions from the U.S. press and then a couple from the press corps of the visiting nation, but not with the Crown Prince. He rarely takes questions. There was no Q&A when he was here 3 years ago, and again, none today.
Well, is there any indication that the Saudis might be willing to pump enough new oil to make a difference, however much that might actually be?
Well, if you're talking a short-term difference, something people would feel very soon, then no. There was no big announcement, no big breakthrough or anything today. A Saudi official who was briefing reporters after the meeting said they really only have the capacity to produce maybe just over 1 million, maybe almost 1.5 million more barrels a day. They could do that. But he said the issue is that the infrastructure isn't even really there to handle it, particularly in the U.S., the infrastructure to refine that oil. So that's an issue that both the U.S. and the Saudis say does need to be addressed, and they promised to address it. Longer term, the Saudis did come and presented a plan to increase their capacity up from its current levels by a pretty good amount, close to 11 million barrels a day is where they're at now, or where they can be. They'd agreed to take it up to 12.5 million barrels a day by the end of the decade, then up to 15 million at some point in the future beyond that, and they are promising the significant investment needed to make that work. And the White House is calling that very good news. Now, just one thing that I might add here, too. The president today said the most important thing is for Congress to pass the energy bill. He made another pitch for the energy bill, though critics also say that that bill doesn't contain any real short-term relief on gas prices.
Dan, it's clear that the president went into today's meeting with an agenda concerning oil prices. Did the prince arrive with an agenda of his own? What did he want out of this meeting?
Certainly, anybody who meets with the president has an agenda of their own, and it's important for the Saudis to have a good relationship with the U.S., and relationships were certainly strained after the 9/11 attacks and questions back then that the Saudis weren't doing enough to crack down on terrorists. The Saudis also really want to influence the path forward in the Middle East, keeping up the pressure on President Bush to push the Israelis, specifically to dismantle the settlements in the West Bank. And then Saudi Arabia is also trying to gain entry into the World Trade Organization, the WTO, and it still needs to work out a deal with the U.S. as part of that process. So that was discussed.
Just quickly, Don, the Crown Prince met with Vice President Dick Cheney at a restaurant in Dallas yesterday. Any idea what that meeting was about?
It was about the same thing that the president spoke to him about today. It's not unheard of for the vice president to hold a meeting with a world leader on the eve of a president's meeting, though it's certainly not the norm. Vice President Cheney being so involved, controversially so, in the White House energy policy has a degree of expertise in that area, so it was natural for him to talk to the Crown Prince first about that as well.
NPR's Don Gagne speaking to us from Crawford, Texas. Thank you, Don.
My pleasure.